Tom C. McNerney, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Madeline, Madeline Gaylord, Gaylord, address is 1241 Salem Street, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-712-1139, ID is XXXXX-2990, date of birth 6-2-2004, 18-year-old, single, female student, insurance is Adventist Health, pharmacy is Walgreens, 530-566-1358, it's address 2. Dr. Brian E. Caudle, C-A-U-D-L-E, Family Medicine, Adventist Health, Fifty-one twenty-five Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1049. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation in consideration for treatment, subparagraph, history of recurrent seizures. Dear Dr. Caudle and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Madeline Gaylord for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Madeline was seen today accompanied by her mother. New paragraph, your notes from her recent evaluation were highly appreciated. New paragraph, as you may remember, Madeline first suffered a convulsion 6 years ago, at which time a diagnostic evaluation, including EEG, may have been completed, and mother's reports were non-disclosing. New paragraph, she was not treated with medication and has been on no other medication, suffering only episodes of recurrent and at times chronic daily cephalgia with a possible catamenial component. New paragraph. She gives a past medical history of migraine. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain completed at Rideout Hospital showed two tiny white matter hyperintense foci in the posterior upper lobes with an otherwise unremarkable brain imaging finding. New paragraph. By her report, she's not completed a diagnostic electroencephalogram. New paragraph. She describes this episode of seizure occurring while sitting at the dinner table, having developed some gastric symptoms suggesting a possibility of a gastric aura. Subparagraph, she did not report any lightheadedness or necessarily near syncope prior to the episode. New paragraph. By her report, her previous episode occurred in similar circumstances. New paragraph. Apparently, there was generalized convulsive activity and not necessarily any evidence for partial symptoms. New paragraph. She has a comorbid problem of recurrent migraine, which can occur frequently, at least three times a week, lasting 1/2 to 1 hour, typically improve when she takes Excedrin migraine. New paragraph. She did not indicate a history of other medical problems. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today appears to be entirely unremarkable, with normal cranial nerve appearance and findings, normal motor activity, no tremor, no asymmetry, no obvious motor weakness, no ataxia. New paragraph. She is morbidly obese. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Madeline Gaylord presents with a history suspicious for generalized epilepsy, having had a second generalized convulsion, not in exceptional circumstances, possibly with a gastric aura. New paragraph. Brain imaging shows isolated small hypertense ischemic foci, which may be a contributory feature or just a consequence of history of migraine. New paragraph. There's no history of dysomnia. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and presentation, she should be treated with anticonvulsant medicine, I believe, for 5 years for purposes of neurostabilization and safety. New paragraph. Before initiating treatment, we will request and obtain a diagnostic electroencephalogram, and if necessary, an ambulatory EEG. New paragraph. It's not clear that any further brain imaging is indicated. New paragraph. We had a prolonged face-to-face discussion today regarding her history presentation, the need for treatment for purposes of safety, as well as neurostabilization and care so that she can be a safe driver of motor vehicle. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation and follow up with the results of her testing and further recommendations initiating treatment as needed. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report at that time, signed respectfully with my professional signature.